Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Well, Friday morning, enjoying the trip here. Interstate 95 Maryland. I'm not seeing much of any backups here. Pushing past the ICC down toward the Beltway. Beltway lighter than normal. Topside so far, so good. On 270, heaviest stretch right now. Urbana down to 109. And then you break free. Good. Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. Let's go Charles County. We're cruiser with the crash on Leonardtown Road as you're pushing north, heading up to Route 5 right at the, as you approach that intersection. Watch for police at the scene there. 95 Virginia, Dale City to Woodbridge, Lorton, Newington, a little bit of the stop and go. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and cool. High 51, upper 40s tonight. Chance for more showers with warmer temperatures over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 39 in Kensington, 42 degrees in Washington. Missouri's governor is indicted but says he committed no crime. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is Friday morning, 6:07, and we are at CPAC again. Exciting day here. Everyone's so excited because the President of the United States, Donald Trump, will be speaking to CPAC again this year, and we're going to be here for that. So, and we have a great show for you because there's so many people here to join us. At 7:05, Charlie Spearing from Breitbart News will be with us. At 7:15, it's Mark Morano, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. At 7:35, former Congressman Tim Huelskamp, who is also the president of the Heartland Institute, is with us. At 8:05, Sebastian Gorka. 8:15, Ajit Pai. And at 8:35, Grover Norquist. But right now, it's Mary Walter and Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. The President of the United States, as Mary just said, en route to CPAC this morning. The security already tight here at National Harbor and getting ready for the President to arrive. The topic of conversation this week, and certainly we expect in part during this speech, guns and violence and how to protect our children in their schools. The president yesterday enthusiastically, the New York Times writes, embraced a National Rifle Association position to arm highly trained teachers to fortify schools against mass shootings. He's for it. He wants to arm qualified, good, accurate teachers in terms of just people who are ready to wield a gun in defense of their students if necessary. What do you think the president's step one should be? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What should the president's first steps be officially to take on violence in schools and to try and attempt to prevent it and certainly to thwart it when it actually happens?
Yeah, I don't know if there's an easy answer here. I love the fact that so far his first step has been to meet with people who have an interest in this. He met with the parents. He met with family members of victims of the shooting. He's also meeting with law enforcement. So he's taking information from a bunch of different sources and hearing what everyone has to say, because I don't don't think there is just one thing he can do. So his first step so far has been to do that, and I agree with that first step. I think that was a wonderful thing to do, to call your information and have a lot of different people give you their opinions. And I think this is a multi-step process. So I love the fact that that has been the first step so far. I also believe that, and I heard, so I can't take credit for this. Someone said this yesterday, and I don't know who it was, so I cannot give them credit. But law enforcement should be the ones that we're talking to here, military, those type of people, because they're the ones who engage shooters. They're the ones who deal with these people for a living. Victims don't necessarily know the best way to prevent it from happening again. But the people who deal with shooters, prevent violence for a living, should be the ones who have the bulk of the say in this discussion. So I love that he got input from the families and people who were involved in the shooting. But I like the fact that I think it should go to the professionals.
Yes.
As far as this goes.
Well, remember, I mean, the conversation, I think, that Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack, who died in the shooting, what he said earlier this week when he was in that White House listening session, he said, deal with protecting the kids first, then you all can argue about gun control.
Yeah.
Then you guys can start arguing about guns. And remember what we said in the last hour, and the thing that's just dominating here this morning in the news, that deputy from the Broward County Sheriff's Department standing outside with his gun for 4 minutes as these kids were massacred inside that school.
Yep.
There are things that need to be fixed way before we start creating new laws. They're not enforcing the old stuff. They're not enforcing the stuff that's already on the book. And I think that would be an excellent place for the president to start, which is getting the government to simply work where it's already supposed to be working.
Yep.
Let's get your input now. First steps from the president of the United States. What do you want them to be? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Jeff is in Northern Virginia kicking us off this morning on a live CPAC edition of Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Jeff.
They're not enforcing the old stuff. They're not enforcing the stuff already on the book. And I think that would be an excellent place for the president.
Jeff, let's get you one more time. You got us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it, Jeff.
Hey, I think this is just a fantastic, I mean, this is a terrible time for our country, and it's a very important time to step directly in the direction of reinforcing peace through strength. You know, we have the sad years of the Obama administration really turned our country into, you know, a period of the Gilded Age, where the things to step up to a challenge of peace through strength were done. And anybody who had those kind of notions were beaten down with any political correct bludgeoning that they could do.
So, Jeff, to cut through it for me, what does peace through strength mean in terms of how we prepare and how we prevent gun violence here?
Well, absolutely great. Well, I mean, first, the weapons training and more of that and a lot less of the weapons sales, I mean, it's a point of if you're going to have a weapon, there's a responsibility behind it. For every right we have, there's a responsibility. And training values. You know, there's a great quote the other day. You know, a weapon in the hands of St. Francis is not a threat. Well, we have degraded our value system in this country over the last 10, 15, really 25 years, so much so. And I think the internet and the entertainment industry and the, you know, the so-called, you know, the infotainment industry has really just wrecked our value system.
Yeah, so a lot of it is very much done a disservice for the country. Jeff, thank you very much. Really appreciate your input. Duke is in West Virginia this morning. Duke, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What should the president do first here?
Hey, good morning, Fitz and Mary. I think what we need is a panel to dissect the whole operation from soup to nuts and figure out where law enforcement went wrong with every interaction with the guy, where the FBI went wrong, and where mental health was in this. Because if they could have identified these problems, they could have prevented the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Duke. I mean, I think that the government needs to stop and consider what it's already doing and say, why did we screw up? Like, before we start creating all these new laws, I mean, new laws are occasionally and often are appropriate for all sorts of things. But if you're not enforcing the old stuff, that needs to be fixed first before we start offering a bunch of new policy prescriptions, because it's just going to create even more of a mess and they're going to fail us yet again.
Or maybe we just say this isn't a government problem. This isn't the government's responsibility. Maybe this needs to be done on a local level and not the government level. Maybe that's where this needs to be done, like education. You know, we took education out of the local levels, put it on a national level, and people complain. Well, let's put it back on the local level.
It's amazing. And our instinct is always, too often, is to turn to government. Our politicians lie to us, our government fails us, and then we look to them for salvation.
Well, they create...
That's the logic train? That's how you get there?
They create the problem, and then we ask them to solve the problem they created. You're right.
Stockholm Syndrome.
It makes no sense. Yep.
We're battered citizens.
Yep. 100% right.
More on this and your ideas and where the president should be first on this issue in a moment. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Pretty calm start of the rush hour here. No problems to report around the Beltway, Virginia. In fact, seeing very light volume between the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. Only a bit of stop and go. I have really topside as you head through Silver Spring starting to form. 270 in Urbana and Hyattstown slowing. Take you into Charles County. We had the crash to watch for some activity here on Leonardtown Road. Heading northbound as you come up to Route 5. 210 up to the Beltway, good. Route 4, no problems. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Here we come through to the Beltway and through Chevrolet. Nice wide open stretch there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 51 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a rain shower, a low of 48. And then tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers and a high around 60. On Sunday, we'll have rain showers, highs in the low 70s and lows in the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, the President of the United States meeting with conservatives today here at CPAC in National Harbor. We're live from CPAC talking to you this morning about what should the president, step one, be? What should his mission for the government be when it comes to tackling violence in our schools? How do we prevent it? Let's go to Wayne in D.C. this morning, responding to the president's idea of maybe arming teachers to get this solved. Wayne, good morning, sir.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning. Yeah, I think the president has taken the first step already with acknowledging that something needs to be done. And I think they should leave it, hand it down to the state. And I think the state should organize security for the school system, because you can't be a teacher and a security person at the same time.
Now, Wayne, I see that you have a security role in D.C. public schools.
Oh, yeah, for 4 years. I just stopped recently because I had to take care of my mom. And see, we had everything, but, we weren't armed. We had D.C. police in the schools. But we had the metal detectors and the wine, and we had, this is like typical high school. We had about 100 cameras. You got somebody watching the cameras all day, just like at Walmart or Sam's or somewhere like that.
Yes.
And we have a person on each floor, and we have people walking around the outside of the playground. I mean, this is elementary, middle, and high school. And I always said the rest of the country is just so far behind. D.C. has been doing this for 20 years.
And also D.C. has its own unique set of problems on this issue.
Well, that's the illusion that it's always the inner city and people feel like they don't need protection. Now I think people are catching up and realizing that it doesn't matter where you are. These kids still need security.
Right, but varying cities need varying levels of security, that's for sure. But I will say, let me ask you, Wayne, because I see here you made this point. You don't think the teachers should be armed, though?
No.
And why is that?
I was a Marine myself, and I've shot a lot of different kinds of weapons. And everybody can't shoot a gun.
That's true.
Right, but they're not talking about mandatory, Wayne. They're not talking about mandatory. This is voluntary. And the teachers...
I understand
who
it, but see, okay. The thing about it is, unless you have the kind of teacher that really knows guns, and most teachers are, I've seen these teachers, the teachers are kids themselves now.
Yes.
They're coming into schools, they're 23, 22 years old. What kind of teacher are you going to really have that's going to have the life experience to do that? You need life experience with firearms.
All right, Wayne, thank you. Yeah, I
you know, the idea that we need life experience for firearms, but yet we recruit 18-year-olds to protect our country.
Well, we teach them how to use them.
I understand, that's the point, it's training.
And yeah, it's training and it's screening. And in towns where they've done this, in Texas where they've done this, they have an extensive training regimen that they go through with people who are interested, and they screen them. They make sure that they're actually adept at using a firearm, teach them how to use it effectively, and make sure that they cross all those thresholds before they allow them to be armed in a classroom. Again, as the president was saying yesterday, the distinction is important. The White House made this clear. They're not talking about arming everybody. Just the ones who should be and who are willing to be and who are trained to be or who have some experience in it. There's got to be some predicates to how they get to this process, some vetting. Let's also talk to Peter in Woodbridge this morning. Peter, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What should the president's focus be?
Yes, good morning. I do believe we have to protect the children. Let me just say that the federal government got involved in our schools, and since then, grades have gone down, school shootings have gone up. They maybe have started since they got involved. I do believe I'm not opposed to teachers being concealed carry type thing, but I believe the federal government has an obligation, according to the Constitution, to provide for the common defense. And when they're involved in our schools, it is their responsibility. And here's how you pay for it. I don't think there's any new taxes, but here's how they pay for it. The federal government has been taking citizens' money and giving it to illegals in the form of food stamps, tuitions, subsidized housing. Bottom line is they're already collecting money. Take that money that's been given out to the states, divvy it out that way, let the states provide... You know, use that money to provide armed guards. I think you need that. I think you need the metal detectors.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is you'll find out very quickly where the priorities lay with our Congress people. Because if you want to oppose that, you want to give money to illegals instead of protecting our children with that money, that really sort of like uncloaks the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right. Right. Well, that's clearly a concern. I mean, and this is one way to handle it, as you're saying, block grant money to the states and let them address it. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that this morning. Let's go to Alex in Fredericksburg. Has an idea about how veterans can play a role here. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Defense Secretary Mattis made the statement that, you know, if people in the military, if you're not deployable within 12 months, then you're gone. Why not offer these people an option to transition out of the military in the Department of Education and post door three at each school, you know, based on, you know, needed criteria by the state? You're not just, you know, arbitrarily tossing these service members who are non-deployable, you know, out on their rear end. You're providing them an opportunity. You're providing these schools with some form of trained, measured defense until you get something in place.
Alex, thank you. Yeah, a lot of veterans, I think, eager to be a part of the solution here as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of good ideas. More from you in a moment, including on where the president should go first, especially as he arrives at CPAC to speak to conservatives today. 6:22 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire somebody lately? It's hard, believe me, actually posting to job boards, trying to get people to respond to it, and ultimately when they do, figuring out whether or not the candidates are actually quality. You post to these job boards, you hope you'll find the right person, but think about it. How often do you check them? For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there's a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. It's also such a great way to find talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers all sorts of things to include skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:25 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway commuters, Outer Loop College Park, really just need you to watch here. Coming around, it's safe. You're coming around from Greenbelt over near the IKEA. That's where we have the crash on the Outer Loop. We have two cars, police on the left shoulder. And if you're merging off of Route 1 over from near the IKEA again, at the bottom of the exit ramp, we have the tractor trailer stopped along the right side. So two things, left and right, Outer Loop right near Route 1 before you get to the exit for 90. Now, beyond 95, New Hampshire Avenue, stop and go, heading over toward George Avenue, had the stalled car. They were getting that to the shoulder. 270, Urbana-Hyattstown slowing. Now, seeing some of those delays filter through Germantown toward Gaithersburg on the wet pavement, but nothing reported along the way. It's been a pretty decent start here to the commute. Virginia Beltway wide open here, leaving Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. Brief delays on 66 in Manassas-Centerville. Charles County, Leonardtown Road at Route 5. Still watch for crash clean. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. You Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool today with mainly morning showers, high 51. Upper 40s tonight, more showers and warmer temperatures for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
41 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL. President Trump en route to CPAC this morning. As he is, we're talking guns. We're talking violence in our schools. How do we solve it all? Let's go to Charlene, who's in D.C., says she has another option besides teachers carrying guns. Charlene, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. You had another caller that had the idea about veterans helping. You know, I can add to that. You know, I think the metal detectors and the school entrances need to be there and not our teachers carrying. You know, everybody keeps on saying, well, you know, we can train the teachers.
Yep.
We can, but that's not their primary job. Their primary job is to educate our children.
Yes,
so
it is.
So no one who has a primary job is going to be very good at.
Yep. A lot of people, their primary jobs are not defending their homes, but occasionally that has to be done. And also, you know, we looked at other places in around the country. Not every teacher is actually carrying. They have gun safes around the school for teachers who are designated to actually access them. There's all sorts of solutions. We'll keep talking about them. 628 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's official. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. More than 50 million U.S. homes get Newsmax TV for the real news on the Trump revolution, with smart analysis from Mike Regan, Alan Dershowitz, David Horowitz, Bernie Carrick, Nancy Brinker, and the best conservative minds in America. Tune into Newsmax TV now on Dish 216, DirecTV 349, Uverse 1220, and Fios 615. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want Newsmax TV.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, the President of the United States battling with California as that state insists on being a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. The latest step the Trump administration is threatening to take. Also, that CNN town hall this week, if you thought it was a spectacle when you watched it on TV, wait until you find out what happened off camera. We'll share that as well. It's coming up 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An armed school resource officer waited outside the building last week as a gunman was inside, killing 17 people in Florida. The Broward County Sheriff saw the video.
What I saw was a deputy arrive, and he never went in.
The only armed police officer stationed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School resigned amid revelations that he waited outside as the massacre unfolded. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel telling reporters that surveillance video shows the deputy Scott Peterson taking a position outside the building for 4 minutes as gunshots rang out, but failed in his duty to stop the attacker.
Devastated, sick to my stomach. There are no words.
Correspondent Rosa Flores reporting. Meanwhile, the Fairfax County School Board is calling on state and federal lawmakers to strengthen the nation's gun laws. School Board member Elizabeth Schultz voted for the resolution, but also says the discussion about school safety needs to be wider than just about gun control.
Let's simply make the effort and be the leaders that I know that we're capable of being for the security and the safety of our children, for the well-being of our families, and to send a message to our employees that we do have a caring culture and we care about you, and that we are going to keep everything on the table and we're going to invite everybody to the table.
It'll be a much shorter and more modest funeral today for a fallen Prince George's County police officer than most such funerals are. Police Corporal Mujahid Ramzadin will be laid to rest this afternoon. A college football player from Howard County who was paralyzed in a New Year's Eve shooting has now died. 19-year-old Lawrence Aaron III of Columbia was shot at a party in Severn. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,962, the Nasdaq at 72.10. Sports sponsored by Mattress Warehouse. The Wizards win, the Caps lose, the Maryland women lose, and exhibition baseball gets underway today. The Nationals take on the Astros. The Orioles meet the Rays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Before being bedmatched at Mattress Warehouse.
Ugh, that car just cut me off.
After being bedmatched at Mattress Warehouse.
No worries. You need to get where you're going.
Let Mattress Warehouse scientifically match you with the perfect mattress.
Mattress Warehouse. SleepHappens.com.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
You have no desire to do anything to get up.
to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of items on the Beltway. First, Virginia getting through Annandale. Definitely seeing that stop and go past Braddock Road up toward 236, Little River Turnpike. Had the crash along the right side, but it looks like and they may have a right lane crowded, but mostly cleared. So be very cautious here and coming off of 236, merging onto that inner loop stretch of the Capitol Beltway. For 395, as you merge off the Beltway through Landmark, slow and then pretty decent through Shirlington. Brief delays at the 14th Street Bridge. So that means the 14th Street Bridge moving pretty well. That means George Washington Parkway, you're doing okay on that merge ramp as well. College Park on the Beltway, outer loop at Route 1. The vehicles involved in the crash, left shoulder, police behind it. And we also had a stop tractor trailer coming off of the exit for Route 1 right near the IKEA, merging onto the Beltway along the right side. So be very careful. For 270, new worries. Urbana, Hyattstown, below speed. A little bit of volume now through Germantown, pushing in and past Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool for us here today with a chance of showers, especially this morning. High 51. Cloudy overnight with a slight chance for a shower, upper 40s. Better chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. 60 tomorrow, low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Dumfries, 37 in Bowie, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM today. AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is Friday morning, 637. We are at CPAC awaiting the big speaker of the day. The President of the United States will be joining us later. Well, not us, but we'll be joining CPAC.
Well, you never know.
Well, that's true, Vince. Maybe we can get you out there and get him to come over and talk to us. But he will be joining, speaking to CPAC later this morning. And there are already people lined up and people already reserving seats to get in there to see the President. It's really exciting. At 7:05, we'll be joined by Charlie Spearing from Breitbart News. At 7:15, it's Mark Morano, who's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. At 7:35, it's former Congressman Tim Huelskamp. He's also the president of the Heartland Institute. 8:05, Sebastian Gorka. 8:15, Al Japayan. At 8:35, Grover Norquist.
All right, take a breath.
So much for you. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Gallaudet.
And if you're at CPAC, stop by and say hello.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to see you. Let's talk about more on this gun control stuff. Earlier this week, there was that CNN town hall. Recall that? That was two nights ago now. And it was the same day the president held a listening session with survivors and people who are sort of stakeholders in this conversation on gun violence. But meanwhile, on CNN, they had a gun control bonanza. It was basically survivors of the shooting who were who basically were able to ask questions that were narrowed down by CNN, were called upon by CNN. It was scripted an event insofar as CNN knew each of their questions and wanted to go to people to emphasize sort of the gun control aspects of all of this. And the crowd was furious towards both Senator Marco Rubio and NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch. Now, you saw and heard how Dana Loesch was treated when she was on stage, and it was rough. And there she was sort of defending the position of the NRA being demonized throughout all of this. Yet she characterized yesterday, both on stage at CPAC and with Sean Hannity last night on his Fox News program, what it was like in an offstage environment as well. Listen to Dana as she describes how it became, the words she uses here sound literally like a witch hunt. Listen to Dana.
The government has proven that they cannot keep you safe. And yet some people want all of us to disarm. You heard that town hall last night. They cheered the confiscation of firearms, and it was over 5,000 people. I had to have a security detail to get out. I wouldn't have been able to exit that if I did not have a private security detail. There were people rushing the stage and screaming, "Burn her." And I came there to talk solutions, and I still am going to continue that conversation on solutions, as the NRA has been doing for before I was alive.
Burn her.
Wow.
Does that advance the conversation and bring us closer together on solutions, or does it drive us further apart? Dana was on Hannity last night. She had more to say on sort of the grieving teenagers who were asked to be on that stage and present their views.
First off, I want to say that it's hard to be a teenager. It's hard being a grieving teenager. And it's hard being a grieving teenager who's being exploited by a media and made to grieve or asked to grieve publicly on a national stage.
Yeah, I'm not sure where most psychologists view processing something like this in its relationship to being used in a media event. Dana also went on with Hannity. Hannity asking her some other questions last night.
What other names were you called while you were on that stage?
I was called a "See You Next Tuesday." They said "Burn her," "Murderer." I heard a lot of murders, and then they tried to Cersei Lannister chanted me "Shame" as I walked out.
And remember, Jake Tapper of CNN was the moderator of the event. What did Jake Tapper say to Dana at that event?
People try to rush the stage. There was a woman who rushed the
stage. That's
scary. And at one point, Jake Tapper said, turned and looked at me and said, "Do you have an escort? You need to get out of here right now. You have got to get out of here right now." And if I did not have a three-person detail with me, I would not have gotten out of the arena.
Wow. That's amazing. And notice she needed armed security to protect her from the people who are against armed security. Do I have that right?
I think you're okay. I think you're approximating what was occurring.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the scary thing. That this is why this idea, and it's so hard to explain to people who are so emotionally against this. And more of our public discussion has moved away from facts and moved to feelings. And that is a process that the left started and the left pushes and the left lives and breathes by. And you know, if you're against them, look at those kids. If you're in the parents, if you're against us, then you're for, you know, us dying. No. Setting up these false choices that are totally based in emotion. And anger is an emotion that which is a very scary emotion. And you can't let anger take you anywhere, just as like you can't let sympathy for someone to also allow you to legislate. We have to step back from all of this, let emotions calm down, and then have these discussions. I think that was way too soon for that CNN town hall. And I think any conservative who chooses to take part in those things again in the future is crazy to do so. They need to just walk away from it and say, you know what, in a month from now, 2 months from now, we'll have this conversation, but not less than a week after the shooting.
All right, more on this. Remember how the CNN set this town hall up? The student who claims that they were scripting his answers. We'll have that audio for you in a moment. 6:43 on WMAL.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for over 30 years. During this time, I've experienced problems with money, vendors, customers, employees, fire, lawsuits, payroll, and much more. I know how hard it is to build and run a small business. I know that small business owners could use a helping hand. So I created Patriot Software to give small business owners an extremely simple and affordable way to do payroll for 1 to 100 employees. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
UMUC helps you reduce your out-of-pocket costs by replacing undergrad and graduate textbooks with no-cost electronic resources, including electronic textbooks, interactive exercises, and more, all immediately available through your online classroom. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
6:45 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Washington. Let's take you south on 295. We'll start first as you merge off of 50 out of Chevrolet, where we've had the heavy volume. Riverdale, the heaviest stretch of the BW Parkway inside the Beltway is pushing past 410. Now for 295, past Benning Road, East Capitol Street, slow. You're good. Getting onto the southeast, southwest freeway. Crash just reported, though. Let's go farther south of the 11th Street Bridge, heading down toward the Beltway. Southbound side at 295 near the Naval Research Lab. Northbound slowing in that stretch as well. So we may also have a lane block here northbound side. Virginia, 395 Beltway to Duke Street. Heaviest stretch on the inner loop of the Beltway as you head and pass 236 Little River Turnpike. That's where we had the incident along the right side. Looks like that should be cleared. Top side of the Maryland Beltway slowing. No longer an issue. The crash outer loop near Route 1 College Park. That's been cleared out of the travel lane. So looking good through there. 270 just volume through Urbana and Hyattstown again in Germantown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool for us here today with a chance of showers, especially this morning. High 51. Cloudy overnight with a slight chance for a shower, upper 40s. Better chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. 60 tomorrow, low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
And that traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid. We're talking about CNN. And that town hall. And remember, there was a student by the name of Colton Hobb who had alleged earlier this week that CNN had attempted to script his question, and therefore he decided not to participate in the event. Meanwhile, CNN released a statement yesterday saying that he's a liar. They said this is not true. That's what they said.
But that's different.
I think that means that
That means it's just not true.
Saying the kid lied. Anyway, so Colton Hobb was on Tucker Carlson's show last night and had this to say about his attempt to try and ask the question.
Yeah, I expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
He expected to be able to do that, but what happened?
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
So he submits his questions, and then he gets basically something back from the producer, and she had written out her own version of his question so that he could ask it.
But let me ask you, I was watching Tucker last night, and this was the question that went through my head, but was it the same thing he was asking, I guess, is my question?
Did she just reword it?
Maybe it was clumsy. Maybe the way it was. She reword it.
Whatever the specifics of what she did was,
yes.
Whether she thought that she was condensing it into an accurate format or whatever, he was unhappy with the product.
Okay,
that's the reason he's speaking up about it. And he's upset that CNN attempted to change the nature of his question. If they wanted the guy to ask a question, great. I mean, it's basically, I can imagine going into an event like this, you have a producer attempting to get a sense of what questions are where, and maybe trying to have a diversity of topics from which you can draw.
Right.
But that's not the event that we saw this week. We saw a gun control event. And CNN knew where to go with all of those questions. They're insisting that they didn't change anything here. But Colton Hobb, staying with his story here, sticking to it, saying CNN attempted to script my question, and he wasn't having any of it, and that's why he didn't participate. But we did hear from him on Fox yesterday. Glad we could. 650 on WMAL.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-859-5500 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now. 1-800-859-5500. That's 1-800-859-5500.
What happens when children are set free from the overwhelming pressure of modern education? What happens when parents are released from the stress of making sure their kids achieve at any cost? At Cortona Academy, the results are clear. In a non-stress environment, students reach their potential and families are restored. Born in 1992 from a fellow parent's vision, Cortona Academy provides happy, healthy, calm, superior education, especially for the gifted, as well as for those with ADHD and dyslexia. And in the process, they've achieved a 100% college acceptance rate. Right now, you can transfer your child mid-year, and Cortona can eliminate first semester grades. And still, your child can finish strong in June and even look at merit scholarships. Imagine your child gets their life back, and you get your child back. Cortona Academy, taking the stress out of educating teens since 1992. Visit CortonaLearning.com, CORTONA Learning.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See ThompsonCreek.com for details.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
6:55 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, overall, it hasn't been so bad. In fact, the Virginia Beltway, once you get through that little bit of volume in Annandale, you're great. Through Tysons toward the Legion Bridge to the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near 210. Now, in Waldorf, crews still working the crash, Route 5 at Leonardtown Road, Mattawamon Beantown Road cross, so do watch for their direction. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, we're a stop and go, 95 to Georgia Avenue. And on 95, a stop truck slowing us here. The blocks a lane southbound 95, south of 212. But before you get to the split for either loop of the Beltway, so be very cautious. And the wet pavement this morning, so it's been a little tricky. Each direction of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just the volume here through Laurel. And 295 southbound past Benny Road and East Capitol Street bunched up. And no problems to report heading across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. High 51. Upper 40s tonight. Warmer for the weekend. Cloudy with scattered showers Saturday around 60. More showers and low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 41 degrees in the nation's capital. 6:56 on WMAL.
President Trump yesterday was talking about California and ICE, and we know that California is not a huge fan of the immigration services. So President Trump has a way of maybe getting them in line. Cut 16, Mike.
But we're literally getting MS-13 out by the thousands. But they come in. These are smart. They're smart. They actually have franchises going to Los Angeles. We're getting no help from the state of California. I mean, frankly, if I wanted to pull our people from California, you would have a crime nest like you've never seen in California. All I'd have to do is say, ICE and Border Patrol, let California alone. You'd be inundated. You would see crime like nobody's ever seen crime in this country. And yet we get no help from the state of California. They are doing a lousy management job. They have the highest taxes in the nation. And they don't know what's happening out there. It's frankly a disgrace.
So he said we're getting no help from the state of California. And if we pull ICE out of California, you would have a crime nest like you've never seen. But think about it. They don't want to cooperate with ICE. They don't want ICE in their state. They're not going to turn over any criminals or anyone. They're not even going to hold someone so that they can be picked up by ICE. Why don't we take those officers and take the services being wasted in California and send them to states where they want to combat crime, where they want to combat combat illegal immigrants and leave the rest of them in California. Why not do that?
We are one United States. The federal government should be involved, and the states should be working with the federal government to keep, you know, to keep the laws of our country. This is interesting because ICE has gone back and forth, actually, on this issue over the last couple of weeks. Thomas Homan was saying, well, actually, we're just going to send in tons of raids. We're just going to be raiding everybody, and California is going to have to just deal with the fact that now we might go ham in California. Now the president's saying, well, maybe we'll just pull out entirely. Either way, the whole mission here is to shake California and be like, you morons, like, get with the program.
You have to, because we, all of a sudden California is going to want to be part of the United States when they go bankrupt and they have their hand out and want the other states to bail them out.
Yes.
So why not? Why don't we give them exactly what they want? You don't want to be part of the United States? You don't want to be part of the federal government? Okay, we'll take those services out of there. You don't want these services? Fine, we'll take them out. See you.
Yeah.
Bye. And let you deal with it.
Meanwhile,
I don't have a problem with this. I love it.
All the notion that illegal immigrants have been a net benefit. California is like in the midst of a poverty crisis. I mean, things have not gone well in California with all this illegal immigration, and they could. The citizens of California are owed by their legislators, by their lawmakers, enforcement of the laws. You heard Nancy Pelosi, I think it was this very week. She sounds like a lunatic on immigration. She's saying that what's the thing she said? Something about like, oh, we need to start mowing the lawn
yes.
at the border so that people can stop getting smuggled through the grass. Instead of building a wall, we need to get our John Deere's out and solve this border crisis.
But see, here's the thing. I really don't want the people of California to wake up and not reelect her, because her entertainment value alone is so worth it. Where would we be on this radio show without Nancy Pelosi?
I know. And where would the Republicans be in terms of who they advertise about?
Right.
Nancy Pelosi, number one target in helping Republicans get elected.
Exactly. And the president wants to say, if we ever pull ICE out, they are going to beg for us to bring ICE back. And I think he's absolutely right.
Well, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, we're going to be joined by some guy named Charlie Spearing from Breitbart News.
I'm staring at someone who looks a lot like Charlie Spearing right now.
Just like him.
And also coming up, we're going to be joined by former Congressman Tim Holtzkamp, who's the president of the Heartland Institute. And we're going to break down more on what happened with that security guard last week. Scratch that. That police officer last week, as he stood outside that school as children died. More on that. 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Fairfax County School Board has voted unanimously to urge Congress and the Virginia General Assembly to pass tougher gun laws. But the board rejected an effort by board member Elizabeth Schultz to open up a broader discussion of school safety measures. Board member Pat Hines explained,
what we did was to reject the following language in her motion. Discuss implementing full-time armed presence in all schools. Discuss the potential of incorporating full-time armed presence in all schools. More guns do not make us more safe.
President Trump, meanwhile, is standing by his suggestion that some teachers should be given permission to bring guns to school.
I think a concealed permit for having teachers and letting people know that there are people in the building with guns. You won't have, in my opinion, you won't have these shootings, because these people are cowards. They're not going to walk into a school if 20% of the teachers have guns. The people that do carry, we give them a bonus. We give them a little bit of a bonus.
The Florida high school, meanwhile, that was the scene of last week's massacre, is scheduled to reopen.
Today, teachers and staff return for the very first time. On Sunday, there is an orientation scheduled, and students are scheduled to return on Wednesday.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Today's funeral for a fallen Prince George's County police officer won't be like other such funerals.
The service today for Corporal Mujahid Ramzadin at Dionette Center of America in Lanham will only last half an hour. Police Chief Hank Stawinski says there won't be a color guard presentation or a massive procession.
Because of the bounds of his faith and his beliefs, those aren't appropriate ways to honor him.
Stawinski is asking officers to create cordons along Route 133 and Bladensburg Road around 2 p.m.
to share in his passing and respect him.
A celebration of life will start at 3 at FOP Lodge 89. Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, we're learning that the man who killed Corporal Ramzadin on Wednesday had been ordered by the courts to turn in his guns 3 times in the last 5 years. The Prince George's County Sheriff's Office had in fact been trying for weeks to track down Glenn Tindall. Hundreds of mental health advocates staged a rally in Annapolis to encourage lawmakers and the governor to fully fund the behavioral health budget. State Senator Rich Mattolino, who is running for governor, was at the rally.
We're going to have a $500 million surplus when the new revenue estimates come out. Now, here is our choice as elected officials and as citizens. Do you want more tax cuts for the rich? Or do you want money to come to the programs that we believe in?
Advocates say Governor Larry Hogan's budget proposal falls short of the state's funding commitment for community behavioral health providers. Even with new support from key Republican leaders, Medicaid expansion in Virginia still faces some serious roadblocks. Both chambers of the GOP-controlled General Assembly are debating now whether Medicaid expansion should be included in the state budget. The House favors Medicaid expansion. The Senate does not. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,962, the NASDAQ at 7,210. Sports, the Wizards come back from the All-Star break with a win in Cleveland. The Caps lose in Florida. College basketball, the Maryland women drop their third straight. And the spring exhibition season opens today in Florida. Florida, as the Nationals take on the Astros, the Orioles play the Rays. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
7 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids.